I can't believe it. And we have campaigned for years until I've given up to try and get this road a lower speed limit. And to think you're going to have a care home over there, and fair enough, we always need them, but there are going to be visitors, there are going to be supplies taken there, that's more traffic. And if you want to visit and you've got old parents living there, you might want to take them out. You might even want to take them out in a wheelchair along this road. I wouldn't do it. I mean, people want to be out in the community. You don't go into a care home to stay there. You hopefully have people that can take you out. I know that if my mum was still alive, I would be taking her out in a wheelchair. Things don't change. So we've got to think of people. And they're not thinking of people. They're thinking of bricks and mortar. How much money can we make out of that piece of land? And I think it's terrible.
Mm-hmm. So if the development gets the green light, what do you think needs to be done to the road to try and make it safer?
Slow it down.
Slow it down.
Speed bumps.
Listen.
That kind of thing.
Listen to us. Slow it down.
What do you think the speed limit should be?
Well, it's going to have to be 20, the same as Whitstable Road, because it's going to be even busier than the Whitstable Road soon, if they carry on doing what they're going to do.
Yeah. And do you think that there needs to be pavements on both sides of the road as well?
Oh, yes. Yeah. And I don't know how many millions it would take, but they're going to have to widen the bridge. Both ends, especially this end, the A2 end, they have to widen this bridge.
Yeah, it's major, that is, as well.
It's a major thing to do, but if they're thinking of having as many houses as they're saying over there, and light industrial, then they're going to have to widen the bridge or find another way around.